The movie Birdman, which opens today in New York and Los Angeles, is about an actor once famous for playing a superhero, an actor who's had a long dry spell and is now trying for a comeback. It stars Michael Keaton, once famous for playing Batman, who has himself had a long dry spell. So will Birdman be his comeback? We asked our movie critic, Bob Mondello.
A meteor flares across a twilight sky, a dying star falling to Earth. A nice first image for a movie about a film superhero who's flamed out. The next shot is of ex-Birdman Regan Thompson, played by Michael Keaton, sitting in yoga position in a Broadway dressing room. As he attempts a comeback on stage, director Alejandro Iñárritu's camera will follow him seemingly without a single edit for almost 2 hours. We'll come back to that, but first, let's note one odd thing about the way Regan is sitting. He is floating in lotus position about 3 feet off the ground. One other oddity, in his head, he hears his own accusing voice amplified the way it was decades earlier when he was Birdman.
How did we end up here in this dump? You were a movie star, remember?
Now, with the last bit of cash from that stardom, he's producing his own Broadway adaptation of a Raymond Carver short story, directed by and starring himself. It's what's known in the trade as a vanity production. And after a backstage accident, his stage manager points out it's a vanity production minus one co-star.
Our perfect dream actor is not going to knock on that door and go, "Hey, fellas, when do I start?" You know?
Did you find another actor?
No.
Well, Mike's available.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
Mike who? I thought he was doing the thing.
He was. He quit. Or got fired.
Mike who?
Which is it, quit or fired?
Well, with the Mike, it's usually both.
Mike who?
Shiner.
Yes!
Mike, who's a stage star, comes with his own baggage, where the original co-star couldn't express emotions. Mike's constantly exploding, even during his audition, when he's just running lines with Regan.
Right. Try it, lay it on me,
yeah.
Let's just do it. Come on, give it to
well,
me.
Thank
give it.
Right.
Come on, don't
okay.
talk about
yeah,
it!
Yeah. What are you saying? Spit it out!
Oh.
You're saying love is absolute?
Yes! Yes! The kind of love that I'm talking about, it is absolute! The kind of love that I'm talking about, you don't try to kill people.
They look at each other. For a first read, that kind of clicked.
Yeah, good.
I don't know. Thanks, boss.
Okay.
Mike's played by Edward Norton, also an ex-superhero in real life. His Hulk, remember, had explosion issues. And there are plenty of other celebrity in-jokes, not to mention a nifty literary riff on that Raymond Carver short story that Regan has supposedly adapted for the stage, but that's actually taking over his life. All part of the entertainingly complicated jigsaw puzzle director Alejandro Iñárritu has made in Birdman. His full title is Birdman or the Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance. But rest assured, the more you know, the more fun it'll be. All real-life connections fodder for other connections as the film shreds time and fame and family, and the difference between movie acting and stage acting. That one continuous shot conceit is designed to split the difference, forcing the actors to play through long stretches, no cuts to protect them, as the camera zips after them down hallways, into theaters, empty and full, and at one very funny point, out into a Times Square mobbed with autograph hunters. It's a great cinematic stunt, even when you think you've found the hidden edits, and it makes Birdman as exhilarating a flight of fantasy as you're likely to see anytime soon. I'm Bob Mondello.